Hi, I'm Sharon Pearson with the 7 Jamaican and Caribbean news items you may have missed for the week ending December 13th, 2019. These news items are brought to you by Jamaicans.com. This week's news: online passport renewal application available for adults. Jamaica's Passport Immigration and Citizenship Agency, PICA, has made available to adults the ability to renew their passports online. By logging into the PICA website, individuals can now begin the application process from anywhere in the world and at any time of the day. The process requires an applicant's original passport, Jamaican citizenship document, digital photograph of relevant passport size, which is stored on a computer, a valid Visa or MasterCard credit card for paying fees, and a valid operational email address at which to receive messages from the government. The online system is expected to improve PICA's services to its clients, according to Andrew Winter, CEO of the agency. Japan providing patrol vessels to aid marine security in Jamaica. Japan has announced that it plans to provide Jamaica with patrol and rescue vessels in order to help with making the country's maritime security stronger and to aid with disaster response capability. The announcement followed an agreement made between Jamaican Prime Minister Andrew Holness and his Japanese counterpart Shinzo Abe in recognition of the importance of free and open maritime order during the meeting between the two leaders in Tokyo recently. This week's Caribbean news. Caribbean countries take regional approach to addressing disasters. In recognition of the recurring natural disasters and the costs associated with recovery, nations in the Caribbean have decided to work together to mitigate the consequences. While some countries in the region continue to lobby for aid from the United States, which has reduced its contributions to the Caribbean, others are partnering to strengthen adaptive initiatives at the regional level. The organizations involved in this approach include the Association of Caribbean States, the Organization of Eastern Caribbean States, and the Caribbean Community, or CARICOM. Are you ready to reach the world with your event, business, or product? This weekly news summary is syndicated to over 60 radio stations worldwide. We invite you to become a sponsor. Contact us at news@jamaicans.com. This week's diaspora news. Jamaica and Miramar partner in staging of Reggae Month 2020. The Jamaican government is entering into a partnership with the city of Miramar in Florida to stage the 2020 Reggae Month celebration in February. The celebration, which will last 29 days, is headed by Jamaica's Ministry of Culture, Gender, Entertainment and Sport and had its formal launch at the Jamaica Pegasus Hotel in Kingston on December 3, 2019. Reggae Month comprises nearly a month's worth of live reggae music events that will occur in Jamaica and in Miramar. The celebration's theme for 2020 is Come Catch the Rhythm. Miramar is located in Broward County with a population of almost 2 million, which includes a large number of Jamaican nationals. It is considered a center of the Jamaican diaspora in South Florida. This week's business news. Jamaica's rating raised by Moody's. The ratings agency Moody's has upgraded Jamaica's rating to B2 from its previous long-term issuer and senior unsecured rating of B3. Moody's also categorizes Jamaica's outlook as stable. According to Moody's, the upgraded rating is reflective of Jamaica's steady track record of making improvements in its management of fiscal policy. Jamaica's move to inflation targeting was also a factor in the upgraded Moody's rating. Now for this week's arts and entertainment news. Jamaica wins talent contest at Miss World competition. Miss Jamaica World Toni Ann Singh was the winner of the talent competition at the 69th annual Miss World pageant. The Miss World contest is currently being staged in London. The talent contest is considered a fast-track competition within the pageant at which the contestants show off their abilities in areas including song, dance, poetry, and other skills. Singh won the contest with her rendition of Whitney Houston's I Have Nothing. The win earned her an automatic place in the top 40 contestants at this premier beauty pageant. Singh has also been touted as having a good chance of winning the Miss World title as support for her increases. This week's sports news. World Athletics Continental Tour adds Racers Grand Prix. Racers Grand Prix has been added to a new format of the 2020 World Athletics Continental Tour, which begins in May of 2020. The competition, set for June 13, 2020 in Kingston, will be one of the 9 meets included in the newly designed format of the tour. The new format is meant to make accommodation for athletes from a number of disciplines cut from the Diamond League in 2020. These athletes will now be able to still show off their skills and talents to the world via the new World Athletics format. Thank you for listening to the Jamaica Weekly News Summary, brought to you by Jamaicans.com. You can listen to this podcast again at Jamaicans.com. We invite you to become a Weekly News Summary sponsor. Contact us today at news@Jamaicans.com. I'm Sharon Pearson, and you can listen to me on Fridays at midday at TurnItUpRadio.com, on Saturday mornings from 11 a.m. to midday at TheEnglishConnectionMedia.com, and on Sundays between the hours of 6 and 9 p.m. at e2onair.com for The Conduit Show with Peter G. Remember, the word is power, and there is power in the word.